Well, it begins this Friday, and it runs through Sunday, May 7th, Lorain County Restaurant Week. We've got Jen Kennedy from Visit Lorain County joining us this morning to tell us all about it. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for putting together this Lorain County Restaurant Week. How does it work?
Well, we're really excited that this is our first ever Restaurant Week, which begins, as you said, Friday, April 28th, and runs through May 7th. And basically, we have 9 participating restaurants, and they're going to be offering, in addition to the regular menu, a special course menu. So in most cases, it's 3 courses for less than $35, and some places it includes a glass of wine, some places it doesn't. It just depends on the particular establishment. And then, actually, people that participate and order off the Restaurant Week menu have a chance to win dinner on us next time, and they could win a gift card just for submitting their entry form.
Does that come out to one restaurant a day? I haven't added this up, or do we have to double up on some of our days if we want to visit all those locations?
You know, we'd love for you to visit all of them, but in order to be entered into our giveaway, you just have to visit 2 during that time period.
Jen, how did this list of restaurants come together?
Well, we worked with fine dining restaurants in the county that agreed to participate. So all of the restaurants that are included worked with us to develop a special menu and donate gift certificates. So it was a very mutual relationship to develop this list. We started small on purpose. We wanted to make sure that, you know, we got the first year off with success.
We've heard about this event elsewhere. Is this the first time here?
Yes. This is a very popular model all across the country, is having a restaurant week to highlight the fine dining establishments in our community. And so we looked at different models across the country and brought it home here to Lorain County. We have a lot of great restaurants to show off.
Can you talk about some of the restaurants that are participating?
Sure. Like I said, we have 9, and we have a total list at visitlorainecounty.com/locoeats, or just visitlorainecounty.com. But we have 1833 in Oberlin, Bistro 83 in North Ridgeville, Cole's Public House, and Cork Tree Tavern in Amherst, Jackalope in Lorain, Nemo Grill in Avon, Parker's in Avon Lake, Strip Steakhouse in Avon, and the Unicorn in Grafton.
All sorts of great dining places, but all unique, and each of them has a chef that probably brings his own flair to what you're going to try there, I'm sure.
Absolutely, and the really nice thing, as you notice about these, is they're locally owned. The chefs are all so awesome and really have worked hard on their Restaurant Week menu. It's going to be a great week to get out and try a new restaurant, you know, get together with your friends and really support our restaurants here in Lorain County, because we've got a lot of great restaurants.
Jen, is there an opportunity to check out the special menu beforehand, or do you simply go to the restaurant and see it there?
No, absolutely. We invite people to visit our website. We have a special website for Restaurant Week, or a special web page, excuse me. Like I said, it's visitlorainecounty.com/locoeats, or you can get to it from visitlorainecounty.com. And it has all the Restaurant Week specials. So you can choose where you want to go. You can choose what you want to have to eat before. It's important to note that we definitely recommend reservations. Additionally, all of these Restaurant Week menus are in addition to the regular menu.
That works well. It fits in a good time right after Easter and before Mother's Day. So you're not dealing with a lot of those special weekends where there might be something going on. But it's always good to maybe find a restaurant, too, that you can use for your special occasion when the time comes throughout the year. I see you have the hashtag LocoEats. So I'm supposedly there's going to be some people snapping some pictures and posting things of some of their great meals that they're trying during this restaurant week.
We are really hoping to get some social media engagement. We have been posting on Instagram and Facebook and tweeting, and we have a Snapchat set up. So we're encouraging everyone to use LocoEats so we can highlight all of the great experiences.
Again, it is Lorain County Restaurant Week. It runs April 28th, this coming Friday, through Sunday, May 7th. Our guest today, Jen Kennedy, with Visit Lorain County. What else is going on at the visitor center these days? I guess this is the time where there's a lot of travel that's coming through our area.
Yes, we've been working to create more package experiences for travelers coming into the area. Additionally, we have been trying to get some group tours in. So we've been working with different group tours across the country to come through our area. So that's been very exciting. We are also looking up to the Cabela's tournament that's coming here in June. So we've got a lot of great things in the works.
Yep, and of course, it's great to when you reach out, because part of your job is to bring people to Lorain County, but this Lorain County Restaurant Week is sort of exciting for the folks at home here who can maybe drive by some of these locations and wonder what it's like. This is an opportunity for them to check out some of the great restaurants. Again, you can go to visit LorainCounty.com/LocoEats and find out more about what's happening with Lorain County Restaurant Week. Jen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks for having me.
Again, Jen Kennedy with Visit Lorain County here at WEOL.